Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the speed of the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America Third Watch, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And let's see if we've got Kyle Warren on the line. Good morning, Kyle. Are you there? All right. Kyle's not there, so we still got that issue going on. But I'm going to say the pledge, and away we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, the states are imposing new restrictions as the virus cases begin to soar again. And again, let's make something straight here. The virus cases that they continue to refer to are merely people testing positive. That's all that is. So let's listen to Dr. McCary and what he had to say.
And professor of public health at Johns Hopkins University and a Fox News medical contributor. Doctor, let's start with this rise in cases as we head into the colder months, head into the holidays, more people spending time inside, potentially with their loved ones, and this increasing talk of a new round of shutdowns, this time potentially nationwide. Doctor, what do you think? Is this the right strategy?
Well, first of all, we are taking a lot of infection into the fall, and it's going to be a very difficult next 3 to 4 months. But lockdowns are a very heavy hand, and in terms of health outcomes, it's excessive. We know that, for example, with Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico, the estimate that came out a year after the hurricane was 70 times higher than the official estimate at that time, because there are indirect consequences that affect health outcomes. We're going to be learning more about the deaths from child abuse, substance abuse, mental illness, deferred medical care. And that's why lockdowns don't make sense on a national level. They're counterproductive, and they should be targeted based on local infection rates. We know the basic mitigation is masking and reasonable distancing, especially in indoor gatherings.
What's your take on a national mask mandate, something that a lot of folks in the Biden's team have floated?
There's very little difference between a mask mandate and a mask advisory, and people should be wearing masks indoors. But we shouldn't be talking about wearing masks on beaches in places that don't make sense.
All right, so let's talk about what's happening in Chicago, where you have a lot of people pretty upset upset at the city's mayor, Lori Lightfoot, because on Saturday she was spotted out in some big crowds celebrating Joe Biden's win. And then just a few days later, on Thursday, you have her asking her constituents to cancel traditional Thanksgiving plans.
From Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not
third birthday, which is in December, trying to figure out how to do it, but as you get closer and closer to these winter months, it gets harder and harder to do because, of course, it's so cold outside. But, Doctor, thank you so much for your perspective. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Krista.
Yep.
All right, that was Dr. McCary.
He was appearing on Fox television, so that's what that was all about. And, of course, the mask mandate, where do we go from there? The national lockdowns, of course, he said, are excessive. They don't make any sense. And he doesn't understand why people are having to wear masks outdoors. He says indoors he gets it, outdoors he doesn't. And that's kind of where I'm at with all of this. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. And again, out there in California, where Kyle Warren is, out there in California, I'm not sure exactly what they're doing in California anymore, because you can't have more than 10 people in a group or something like that. Is that what I understand is going on out there, I think? But it is what it is. It is what it is. And, of course, New York, well, they don't want anybody going anywhere for any reason. So, what the heck? Oh, and by the way, now you fold up the tent in New York at 10 o'clock. So, if somebody wants to get something to eat late, let's say you got somebody coming off the second shift at 11 o'clock or midnight, and they want to get something to eat. Well, nothing's going to be open, according to the brilliant Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo, because he forgot that people actually might want to stop at an all-night diner and get something to eat at that time. Wow. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in your hand when you get the windshield replaced after you tell them that I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 dropped right in your hand at the time that they finish the service. So Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. And make sure you get that $100 put right in your hand after they get done putting in your brand new windshield. Now, a couple things. The Million Man Rally today in Washington, D.C., I don't think they're going to get a million people up there. They could get 10, 20, 30,000, maybe more than that. Might even get 100,000, but a million? Nope, not going to happen. I know a lot of people that went up there, and some might be listening to the program right now, and that's really good. I hope you are, and I wish you guys well up there. But we also have a rally down here tomorrow in Tallahassee at the state capitol. Again, to support President Donald Trump. Now, you folks in Georgia, you need to listen up to this one. We have found out, and it was announced late yesterday, that the absentee ballots that were cast, we cannot find out who the people were that cast the ballot. The names will not be released. Now, here's why. Stacey Abrams,
who is in charge of the Get Out the Voter effort for the Biden campaign, not only in her home state of Georgia, but around the country, made a deal with the Georgia Secretary of State. And the deal was they would not reveal the names of the people that cast absentee ballots, which means how in the hell are you going to confirm who they are? When you have to, one of the things you have to do is confirm the name and then look at the signature on the envelope. That's what they do. Now, I'll bet you that maybe some of you knew that up in Georgia, but I'll bet you most of you didn't. I found out about it late yesterday afternoon, strictly by accident. It was said in passing on one of the programs that I was sailing by. I think it was on Newsmax, to be honest with you, is where I heard it, either that or One American News, one or the other. But it is what it is, and you get what you get. And all I can tell you is there's so much nonsense going on right now. Congressman Devin Nunes from California, has said that the conservatives and the Republicans need to focus on the voting machines. That's another problem, as we know. The Dominion voting system, and the fact that the voting machines were accessible, at least in Georgia, on the public internet for a while before they realized that they were there. Now, can you imagine what could have been going on there? They certainly could have hacked into it, certainly could have done that. But again, just absolutely unbelievable, the stuff that's going on. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, Geraldo Rivera sometimes doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of sense. But there are times when he does some good things. And he is a friend of the president. He's known the president for about 40 years. And he spoke with the president yesterday, sometime during the day, over the phone. And, of course, that was about a week after Election Day, as we know. And I'm waiting for this to queue up here. I'm just going to play this for you so you could hear what he had to say. And I should be able to do it here pretty quick, so let's see what happens. I'm not sure what show he was on when he did this. Might have been Hannity. Then again, it might not have. We'll see.
Geraldo Rivera. Right. A short time ago, Geraldo, I know you talked with the President of the United States. It's great to see you. Thank you for being with me today. You know, first of all, I'm...
Oops.
I'm curious about why we haven't heard from the president. It's been so many days since the election. This is a man who gives us unfettered access to media and his citizens.
All right, well, that's...
Across America. Where is he?
I think that's true. He's at the White House, Harris, as far as I know. He called. He frequently does every several weeks. He seemed, I used the, you know, I tweeted out as soon as the conversation was over so I would have my memory preserved of the historic conversation. He seemed to me like a heavyweight champion in the final round of the fight. He's getting ready to answer the bell. He knows he's behind on all the ref's cards, and his only hope is a knockout blow, a long shot. You know, he told me he was a realist. He told me he would do the right thing. Every impression he gave me, Harris, was that if the process went against him and he was satisfied that every vote, legitimate vote, had been counted and every illegitimate vote had been thrown out, that he would follow the edict of the Constitution of the United States and surrender the office in the statutory and the constitutional time frame. I got no impression that he was plotting the overthrow of the elected government. He just wants a fair fight. He's very concerned, for instance, about this whole Dominion angle. It seemed to me that that was more on his mind than any of the others. This software company, vote counting company, originally out of Canada, now based in Denver, I guess. In Michigan and in Georgia, their machines were used, and they had, there were problems with them in both states. So he was very concerned that there might have been some hanky-panky with that company. I told him I would check it out. But I want to go back to my personal headline was, he's exactly the guy I've always known. He's not feeling sorry for himself. He's angry in a smoldering way about how he's been treated since the moment he took office. Harris, he mentioned specifically Russia and the impeachment and, how everything he does or says is construed so evilly. He has some frustration, but he definitely seemed to me like the commander-in-chief who is willing to deal with whatever the results were, Harris.
You are a good friend to speak for him. You are. But the president still has to govern this nation. We only have one president at a time. And I'm curious, Geraldo, where he stands on doing that particular part of his job, as we have tipped ourselves into another COVID crisis. We know this isn't over yet. What would he want to tell the nation about where we are? When will we hear from him? Did he say?
Before I speculate about that, Harris, let me say that this call,
so he didn't tell
for me, although the president, because the president called me, from my point of view, this was a wellness call between two friends who've known each other for over 40 years, and I was concerned about him, and I was and the first lady, and the kids, and how everybody was faring in the light of everything, and he was like a dad who's got his hands full, but he certainly knows his responsibilities, he knows his duties, and right now he's very anxious as to how these efforts are going to check out the votes, particularly Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, as I mentioned. He didn't mention Arizona. But, in terms of the COVID-19 and the vaccine, I think it's fair to say that he's frustrated over the timing of the Pfizer vaccine and how... didn't they know 2 weeks ago that this thing was going to be so effective and it was going to go to the FDA for emergency approval? Why this announcement a week after the election? I think that there's great frustration. I think that that's really the sentiment that I drew from this conversation, that this is a frustrated man. I think that he's wounded, but he's still strong, and he wants to do everything he can to make sure that this is a just result.
Well, that's Geraldo Rivera talking about his friend, President Donald Trump, who he's known for a number of years. And, yes, that's all true. And, of course, it's quite the scenario that we've got going on here. Now, I'll be right back with more. We're going to have an Edwards Notebook when we come back, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is the weekend edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting his administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
In the past 9 months, my administration has initiated the single greatest mobilization in U.S. history, pioneering, developing, and manufacturing therapies and vaccines in record time.
The president speaking at the White House and congratulating everybody who's been involved in Operation Warp Speed. The president also noting Pfizer's recent announcement of having a vaccine that's more than 90% effective. According to AAA, around 50 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving this year amid the coronavirus pandemic, that number down about 5 million from previous years. The estimated 50 million figure would mark the largest one-year decrease in travel since the economic crisis of 2008. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And we've got an Edwards Notebook in the queue coming up here right now. And remember, the Edwards Notebook, Ron Edwards, I was on his program yesterday on his flagship station, WCET, our affiliate up there in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello to them, WCET-FM. And here is the Edwards Notebook coming right now.
Much has been written in recent years to try to dismiss the fact that the United States was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, despite their efforts, leftist revisionists cannot change the historic facts. Anyone who takes the time to examine the original writings, personal correspondence, biographies, and public statements of the sovereign individuals who were instrumental in the founding of America will find an abundance of quotations showing the profound extent to which their thinking and their lives were influenced by a Christian worldview. This is not to say that all of the founding fathers were Christians, though most were. But even those who were not Christians were deeply influenced by and promoted the beneficial principles of Christianity. Unlike modern-day leftist non-believers who seek to extinguish Christianity out of society, we can choose to get distracted wondering if Ben Franklin put his personal faith in Jesus or simply appreciate the blessings of Christian Judeo values that are the bedrock of our land of liberty. I'm Ron Edwards. Don't miss the Ron Edwards American Experience on WCETradio.com.
Ron Edwards.
Alrighty, now this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, if you need an injury law expert, the folks at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. And since they opened their doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for their clients. Now, they have offices in Florida and Georgia, including Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including some military veterans that can help out the military. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with dignity and respect that they deserve. So whether you're injured in a car crash, a truck accident, a slip or fall on the job, you can know that you can trust Farrah and Farrah. They'll listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation that you deserve. Visit them online, farrahandfarrah.com. That's F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or you can give them a call, 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's my pleasure on this military segment today to be talking to a couple of American, I'll call them patriots before I call them heroes, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got Major Scott Husing here with me. He's a retired United States Marine Corps Infantry Major with 24 years of honorable service. Now, he's also got with him his recently named U.S. citizen, Sam, the interpreter. And Sam, congratulations to you for becoming a U.S. citizen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's an honor to be a citizen of this great country.
Well, it's an honor to meet you because I know what you guys have been through, and Scott is going to tell us here in a minute. But, Scott, everybody's excited about your book, Echo and Ramadi. I mean, I've got people coming up to me going, man, I can't put the book down. And that's what you want to hear.
Absolutely. We went into this project never really having that as the end state, but I was just honored to be able to tell the story of these young Marines and the families and everything they went through in Ramadi and the things that we still go through today, and that bond and that power of human connection that we share has just been remarkable. And to have support of so many people, it's just amazing me.
Well, the story that you have also starts out as a young enlisted Marine. Now, you enlisted in the Marine Corps, right?
I did.
How old were you?
I was 18, just turned 19 before I shipped off to boot camp.
And you spent several years as an enlisted member of the Marine Corps. You rose through what rank as an enlisted?
I was a corporal, and then at that point I decided that the value of a college education was probably the right path for me, and hung up my rifle for a while and went to college at Illinois State for 3 years. And again, you know, I say 3 years because I think that's significant. I wouldn't have done as well in college had I not gained the discipline as a young Marine that was instilled in me.
Now, did you go through the commissioning process or the Marine Platoon Leaders course or something different?
I went through the traditional officer candidates class, okay. So it was just one session of officer candidate school on Quantico, Virginia.
So now we'll set this up. You're a young lieutenant. You're now in charge of a platoon, right? So they give you your orders, and where's your first assignment?
One of the hidden gems of the Marine Corps in 29 Palms, California, in the high desert. Now, I don't like to say that. I don't know if I say that out loud on the radio because then everybody will be swarming to 29 Palms. But, yeah, it's a pretty unforgiving environment, and I spent just over 3 years in 29 Palms as a platoon commander and company executive officer, learning the ropes, as most young officers do, but it was a great experience.
When did you get your orders to first go overseas, and where did you go the first time?
Well, the first time was to Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I was enlisted. And then subsequently, when I became an officer, I had numerous deployments, not just to combat zones, but also to the Pacific Rim in support of that area of operations. I did some time in Europe with an anti-terrorism unit, with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team as a young captain. Down in the Horn of Africa, doing several exercises and operations down there, and in and out of those countries, traveling all around, and sometimes afloat with the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is the 911 force of America, so to speak, that we project power with over 2,500 Marines and sailors.
Well, now that leads us to going to Iraq. When did you go to Iraq the first time?
2004 as a captain with Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team Company, and we were over there for almost 9 months at the time, and then we came back, and during that time I was over there, my daughter was born, so I had left my wife 7 months pregnant in the driveway of Virginia and then came home to a five-month-old daughter.
Well, let's fast forward now to Ramadi, because somewhere along the line you picked up this young man over here, Sam, who became your interpreter and one of your best friends. Tell us how that got started.
Well, when we were thrust into Ramadi in 2006 during the surge strategy, it was essential that we had interpreters. And I think this is something we learned along the way. I don't recall it being a part of everyday practice throughout the war up until that point. And we really figured out it was a critical vulnerability. So Sam was one of many interpreters that was assigned to my company, and we pulled them from contract companies. But before they got there, they had been subjected to the same brutality of the insurgency, having their homes burned down, threats of murder, kidnapping, intimidation. And Sam can attest to this. This isn't just urban legend. I mean, these things happened.
Yeah, Sam, tell us about your involvement with the Marines with Scott's company.
Well, in 2006, exactly, sometime around July, the terrorists, they came to my house, my parents' house, and they dropped an envelope with a letter inside of it and a bullet. It says, infidels, you have 24 hours to leave, otherwise you'll be beheaded. And that was during the Civil War when it started in Iraq. So I come from a wealthy family, used to be a wealthy family. I didn't need even to work. But then we pretty much lost everything. My dad lost almost everything. And my friend Ford, and he was my neighbor, and we grew up together. He was like, "Hey man, we lost everything. We have to do something about it." And I'm like, "Sure." There was only pretty much two options for me, three options to be exact. One is sit and do nothing, and the second option is grab my dad's gun and go outside to the terrorists and try to shoot them, and I'm pretty sure they will shoot me before even I get the chance, or I would get shot by Americans because they will see a kid carrying a gun. And the third option would be working with Americans and helping them get against the terrorists. So that was the goal. I signed up with Americans. And when I signed up with the contracting company, they were like, "Hey, we got many places where we can send you to." I'm like, "Sure, you got it." And I want to be with the U.S. Marines.
Well, on behalf of a grateful nation and my listening audience, we want to thank you very much. We know the difficult job that you interpreters have had to do. We're very glad that most of you, Scott, I believe, were able to get out of the country. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've had a lot of success stories like Sam and Ford that came out. And I work with so many veterans with what I do, and there are so many great success stories. Sam's, I think, my shining example, and Ford, too. I mean, he's back in country as a senior-level Department of Defense interpreter now and still serving our country. And I love to say that. It gives me chills to say our country. Because
and we're going to announce citizen. That Sam is a recent new USA citizen. Congratulations for that. We're very proud of you for that.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be part of this great nation.
Well, it's an honor to have you. And we need more like him.
Yeah.
Scott, we need more
absolutely.
Like him. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to be right back with more with Major Scott Husing, the author of the best-selling book, Echo in Ramadi, and his interpreter, Big Sam, Sam the Man. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You betcha. We will be right back. Don't go nowhere. Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming back up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. And that's our good friend, Donna Fiducia, who happens to be up at Carrollton, Georgia way. Now, it's a little early for her to be out of bed, but she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And, of course, she and her husband run the Double D Ranch, which is a horse ranch, and they teach people how to ride also. And it's quite the setup up there. If you get by, stop by the Double D Ranch in Carrollton. And by the way, they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big ooh-ah out there to everybody there. All right. Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. VCR right there. It takes you back a ways. Born on a Bayou, and that's from way back in the days of rock and roll and when men were men and women were proud of it. Alrighty. Now, the Flying J and Pilot Travel Centers bring you this edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway News. Okay, here we go. Another strong Pacific storm will impact the Northwest this weekend with heavy rain, mountain snow, and gusty winds. Meantime, a powerful system is going to exit the West into the central U.S. on Saturday, with severe thunderstorms in the mid-Mississippi Valley, high wind warnings for the high plains, and critical fire weather threats for the south-central high plains as well. Now, let's take a look at what's going on out west. If you're in Washington State or Oregon, you definitely have a storm coming in from the Pacific right now. We've got high wind warnings out up and down the Hood River Valley, as well as down into the southeastern corner of Oregon tonight, and just a little bit east of Medford, the mountain range that's right there, you've got a winter weather advisory, as well as up I-5 to the higher elevations, and up in Snoqualmie, 90 over towards Coeur d'Alene, a winter weather advisory and a winter storm warning up on top of Snoqualmie right now. Going over into Montana, the western part of Montana, you've got a winter weather advisory. You've also got high winds across most of Montana tonight. If it's not snowing, it's windy and it's cold. Cold, okay? Down into Idaho, you've got a winter storm warning there. Boise and, let's see, over towards Wyoming, the western part of Wyoming, you've got a winter storm warning as well as a travel advisory on I-80 over to Rollins out of Utah, Salt Lake City North, Salt Lake City East, over in the Wasatch Mountains. You've got a winter storm warning and a winter weather advisory. I-70 towards Grand Junction, there's some winter driving conditions there. In Colorado, west of Denver and in the Denver area, the further west you go, winter weather advisory there. A lot of winds out east of I-25 tonight going over towards Nebraska, going over towards Kansas. Down in New Mexico, you have a lot of winds east of Albuquerque down into the Ruidoso, New Mexico area, Roswell. High winds in there. A fire threat advisory to the west of I-25. Tonight in the central part of New Mexico, you have a fire threat advisory in eastern, just east of Amarillo, along the western edge of Oklahoma down towards Texas, down towards Plainview. Winds as well in Texas tonight. As well as the panhandle of Florida and Oklahoma, the central part of Oklahoma too. Kansas, winds coming across central part of Kansas, up into, that's Kentucky and Ohio and Indiana and Michigan. You've got winds. You've got some unsettled weather conditions there. In the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, you do have snow. Winter weather advisory up there. You've got some snow right now along the lee shore of Lake Ontario. That's changed in the last hour. Apparently the temperature dropped to where that's what we're going to be getting now up here. It was rain. Now it's snow. You've got fog in parts of Virginia and Maryland, and you've got rain and flooding still going on, North Carolina, along the sea coast, and the same in South Carolina, and the same in the Jacksonville, Florida area, some flooding there, all as a result of Eta. Now, in case you haven't heard, we now have Tropical Storm Iota. Now, that is not going to affect the U.S., but it is going to come across the western southern part of the Caribbean and become a major hurricane, once again striking areas Guatemala, Honduras, Don't believe it's going to affect Mexico that much, but you could see some weather in Costa Rica. Certainly Guatemala and Honduras are going to get whacked big time by a major hurricane, so we'll see how all that plays out in the grand scheme of things there. Now, in Oregon and New Mexico, on top of everything else with the winds and with the snow that's up there in Oregon, you have a lockdown going on in both of those states. So I guess they didn't want you to go anywhere, and the weather's just compounding the issue, and you got what you got, right? So it is what it is. Now, with all of that out there, Major Mac, yeah, I know. I just said that. Two states on lockdown right now, Oregon and New Mexico. California is perhaps going to do something similar to that. New York is getting close. They've curtailed everything. 10 o'clock, pretty much, they're going to fold up New York. If you got something going on after 10 o'clock, too bad, so sad. You'll be lucky to get a to-go pizza. Now, the other thing is, what are they thinking? What are they thinking? I mean, this kills business for openers. And you're going to put another bunch of people out of business in these areas. But I guess they really don't care. I guess they really don't care. And hello, LJ, how you doing? I just noticed that you're in there, too, tonight. So I hope you're doing well up there, LJ. Stay warm. Stay warm. And I guess you're still up in Michigan. Maybe you've come down to Florida. If you have, that's fine. By the way, for you folks in Sarasota today, I will be at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena, for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show again. Starts at 9 o'clock, goes till 5 today. The concealed carry class will be at 2, and I usually stick around till 2 o'clock because that's when the people kind of part ways and they go to this concealed carry class, and other people go out and they get another wave that comes in, so that's usually when I leave. But the gates will open, the doors will open at 9 o'clock. It's going to be another busy day, I'm sure, because everybody's very uncertain about where this is going to go. Joe Biden, obviously, he's got some preferences, and Kamala Harris has some preferences. They'd like nothing better than to close what they call as a gun show loophole. Not that that's going to happen anytime soon, but they would like to do it if they could. So, as they say in the business, get them while you can. It's going to be interesting. And I'll be back right after the top of the hour news, hour number 3, the Captain's America Third Watch, and got some more stuff here for you to listen to, so don't go anywhere. I shall return, as they say, in the radio business.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.